This is Audible.
The Zombie Chronicles, Book 3, Apocalypse Infection Unleashed series, by Chrissy Peebles. Narrated by Michael Naramore. Chapter 1. I glanced around the hotel room, then stared at the strewn covers and broken ropes on the bed. Val was nowhere to be seen. My heart lurched. Where is she? My sister was my responsibility. She was a zombie now and had no idea what she was doing. I was supposed to protect her and keep her safe. If she's out there somewhere, killing people. I couldn't dare finish the thought. Claire examined the ropes.
They weren't cut. They're frayed. Looks like she gnawed her way through.
But the door was locked when she left, said Jackie.
Who would have opened it?
Dean,
my brother called from the other side of the room.
What?
I asked.
We got a big problem.
Lucas's voice echoed from inside the bathroom.
We know who let Val out.
Who?
The housekeeper,
Nick said. Racing to the bathroom, I held my breath. I didn't even want to look. The thought of Val tearing through the poor housekeeper's flesh was enough to make me gag. I stepped through the doorway and let out a sigh of relief when I saw that the girl was alive, huddled up in the corner, still clutching her feather duster for dear life. She was dressed in a typical maid's outfit, a long-sleeved blue dress with a white apron, and I guessed her to be about 19.
Are you okay?
Jackie said, rushing over to the frightened woman.
Is it gone?
She asked, her lips trembling.
You're safe now, Lucas said.
The housekeeper's eyes widened, and her face remained white as a ghost.
That thing came at me from nowhere, so I ran in the bathroom and shut the door. It didn't seem to know how to open the door, thank God, so I just waited it out. I hoped it would leave if I stayed quiet, and I guess it did.
But we left a do not disturb sign on the door, Claire said. Isn't it hotel policy to respect our wishes?
The girl nodded.
Yes, but I heard growling and I thought you had a dog.
It's against the rules to have animals here, so I knocked on the door to let you know, but no one answered. I could lose my job if I didn't say something to you about it, so I figured I'd try the door to see if there really was a dog in here. And when I did...
Her eyes glared.
I'm so going to report you for this.
Not only am I going to tell the hotel manager, but the mayor, too. You almost got me killed.
When they're done with you, you'll regret you ever stepped foot in Kingsville. Lucas held out a hand and helped the girl up.
I'm so sorry. When did this happen?
About 5 minutes ago.
Her gaze narrowed.
You keep a pet zombie as a watchdog? You guys are just sick.
I shook my head in disbelief, unable to believe what was happening.
We need to catch Val while her trail is still hot, Lucas said.
Knowing that Val was out there made me shudder. For one thing, they'd kill her on sight. For another thing, she'd do the same if she caught up to anyone.
Let's split into teams. I'll take Jackie and Claire, and you go with Nick, I said. We'll cover more ground that way.
What about the housekeeper? Claire asked. She's going to spill everything to the authorities the second we let her go, and then they'll be hot on our trail.
Nick grabbed the ropes we used to bind Val.
I'm sure she's worn out from all the hard work she does. I think a nap would do her wonders, right?
You mean chloroform?
Jackie said.
Nick pulled out the brown bottle. It's no biggie. It'll just put her out for a few hours. Don't worry, she'll be fine.
The housekeeper tried to wriggle herself free from Nick's grasp.
But we can't. We're not kidnappers, Claire replied.
Wait! I won't say anything, I promise.
The girl begged, a tear running down her face. I swallowed hard.
Now we're tying people up and drugging them? When did I become this horrible villain?
I tried to calm the girl down some.
Look, lady, we're really not monsters.
So you say, but you're willing to knock me out and tie me up to protect one.
She spat in my face and shoved me hard. Wiping my face with my sleeve, I bit my lip hard. We're not gonna hurt you, I swear. We just need you to keep quiet until we get out of town. My brother shot me a look as he held on to the girl who was flailing violently in his arms. Dean, we got this. Go on and get out of here. Go find our sister before they do. I can't, Nick. This... it just doesn't feel right, I said. We do this, and we're no better than that scoundrel Tahoe. The girl's an unexpected complication. An incidental, he said. But we won't let anything happen to her. I promise you that. We'll let her leave unharmed as soon as we can, Lucas added. I don't like it one bit either, but what choice do we have? We can't let her report that she saw a zombie in here, at least not till we're long gone. All six of us. Why not? I said. We don't need drugs and ropes. All we've got to do is pretend like the housekeeper is crazy, and we have no idea what she's talking about. Crazy seems to be the in thing around here, so I'm sure somebody will believe it. Nick met my gaze head on. That story won't work for one second if Val's out there killing people. They'll throw our butts straight in jail. Or worse. Okay, I said. You make a good point. We'll go on foot. You guys take the truck. Nick nodded.
Good thinking, little brother. Now hurry.
Chapter 2. Claire, Jackie, and I raced outside and began scouring the streets, frantically looking for Val. Sweat ran down my face as my steps quickened, my speed increasing at every turn down a tangle of narrow streets. I have to find her. I just have to, I thought, cursing myself for having to lean over and rest my hands on my knees to catch my breath. Jackie put a hand on my back. Come on, we have to keep going.
We'll find her, Claire reassured me.
It wasn't like finding a lost child roaming the city. Val had a bullseye on her back. If we didn't find her quick, she'd be dead, and we'd be punished severely for having brought her there. For the next hour, we searched every nook and cranny of that town, and I couldn't imagine where she could have possibly gone.
Hey, did you guys notice the pedestrians? Jackie asked.
What about them? I queried.
Well, not one we ran into seemed the least bit alarmed. Maybe that's good news. If they'd seen a zombie running loose, I don't think they'd be so calm.
I nodded. You're right. We ended up by the front gate, where we'd first arrived in Crazyville. A military truck grinded to a halt as the driver stopped by a brown building to talk to another soldier. Moaning echoed from inside the truck, piquing my attention. Straining my eyes, I couldn't see anything inside the vehicle. Quick, hide! I grabbed Jackie's arm and pulled her into the overgrown vegetation, and she, in turn, grabbed Claire. I had no idea what would happen if those soldiers caught us there, spying, and I didn't want to find out. They hadn't exactly been the kindest welcoming committee in the first place.
What the heck? Whispered Claire, staring ahead. What's going on?
I dunno, I said, peering through the branches from a safe distance. Suddenly, sharp, yellowed nails sliced through the thin curtain covering the back opening. And then a head popped out, an unforgettable skeletal face with green putrid skin and haunting white eyes. They've got zombies, I thought. No flippin' way, I said, squeezing Jackie's hand, my heart pounding. Jackie let out a gasp.
I don't believe it.
One got loose, yelled a soldier from the back of the truck. I sure as heck ain't going back to secure it.
Then shoot it,
another soldier barked back.
We can't have it escaping into the city.
Just like that, he fired three bullets into the zombie's head, and it fell backward. I stared at the jagged hole in the material, but it was dark, and I couldn't see a thing. Zombie moans echoed through the air, and I shot Claire and Jackie a shocked look. The soldier then jumped back into the passenger seat, and the military truck sped off, dust flying in its wake.
Why are they bringing zombies into the city? Claire whispered. Especially when they have walls and fences to keep them out. It doesn't make sense. It's like letting a great white inside your shark cage with you.
Do you think there's really a lab? I asked.
that they really are doing some Dr. Frankenstein testing and experiments around here?
You mean the lab Tahoe took the vials to? Claire asked.
Maybe that's why they're collecting zombies. To see if the vials work.
I nodded. Maybe they're experimenting on the townspeople, too. I mean, these people are nuts. Maybe poisonous chemicals are leaking into the air or something. I don't know what's going on, but something's definitely wrong.
Yeah, Claire said. Something's not right.
Jackie's lips pressed into a grim line. Obviously, these people are taking live zombies somewhere. If they found Val, I bet they took her to the same place.
I pondered the possibility. Val could have been subdued or gagged, then transported to wherever they're storing the zombies. Maybe that's why the townspeople didn't see anything.
Military personnel don't just bring zombies in for nothing, Jackie said. I'm sure every city runs tests. Everyone is desperate to find a cure.
Claire tucked a few pieces of hair behind her ear.
I wonder how long they'll keep their test subjects alive.
You've got a point, I agreed, suddenly even more worried about my sister turned zombie. If there's a lab here, we need to find it right away.
Honk!
Suddenly, from right behind us, a horn blared, and a blue car pulled up next to us. I cringed when I saw that the driver was the nutcase from the bar, the one who'd instigated the bar fight.
Hey, Dean,
Lucy said through the rolled-down window as she threw the car in park. She was the last person I wanted to see, and I motioned to the girls we needed to walk away from the crazy chick as fast as we could, quickly giving them the rundown about what had happened in the pub. While I was trying to explain, Lucy opened the door and jumped out, smiling at me like I was supposed to be her best friend after that stunt she'd pulled.
Hey, don't ignore me, she said.
I rolled my eyes and walked off. Why didn't she just keep driving?
Listen, Lucy, I don't need any more trouble right now.
She pulled my arm, forcing me to face her.
I'm sorry. I get a little crazy sometimes.
Don't worry. You fit in perfectly here. Everyone in this place is insane, I said.
Then, for seemingly no reason at all, Lucy grabbed her head and began moaning and whining. I touched her shoulder.
Hey, are you okay?
No, I've been having these severe headaches for a few months now.
Her eyes fluttered shut.
It feels like a chorus line of hippos is dancing on top of my head. I think I need to sit down.
Claire led her to the front seat of the car.
Do you have any Tylenol or anything in your purse? Any painkillers?
What? You ask me a question like that and you think I'm the crazy one?
Lucy spouted in an unwarranted rage. What's wrong with you? It's not like I can just run up to the drugstore and stock up on Excedrin and Motrin and God knows what else, can I? The store's out of it. Everyone's having headaches.
Sheesh, calm down, lady,
Claire said.
Don't you tell me to calm down, you little...
Trying to defuse the situation before Claire took a whack at her, Jackie suggested,
Listen, I can drive you home.
Then, in an instant, Lucy's fake smile was plastered back on her face. The calm after a horrible storm, obviously.
No, no, hon. It's starting to go away now. But thanks. Guess I lucked out this time.
How? I asked, confused by her choppy speech and suddenly giddy expression.
Sometimes they last for hours.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, I said, then motioned toward the girls. This is Claire and Jackie. Lucy shook their hands, and they exchanged greetings. I motioned toward the gates. Hey, I've got a big question for you, Lucy.
Shoot.
Why are military trucks bringing in zombies? At first, she looked floored, but then she tried to cover it up by cocking a brow, as if she didn't know a thing. Still, I could see she was hiding something under that odd expression. A secret, like most of the townspeople seem to be doing.
No use in hiding it, Lucy. We saw everything.
You know what? She said. You better get out of town while you still can. This place isn't safe for outsiders, especially nosy ones.
Yeah, so we've been told, I said. But before we go,
Why don't you fill me in on the missing details?
She opened her mouth, but no words came out, so she clamped it shut again.
Claire inched closer, her gaze imploring.
You need to tell us what's going on.
I can't. I'm trying to warn you.
She snapped, droplets of sweat beginning to roll down her face.
It's not safe here. Get out. The sooner the better.
Yeah, I repeated. You said that already.
Lucy, you can trust us, Jackie added. This place has secrets. Lots of secrets,
Lucy whispered, grabbing the collar of Jackie's shirt.
This town does things here.
What kind of things?
Jackie pried.
Ugly, awful things. Things you wouldn't think of in your most horrible nightmares.
She clung on to Jackie for dear life.
See, I told my husband everything already. I think he believes me. He's out investigating all my claims to make sure I'm not just nuts. I'll ask him to help you.
Jackie glanced up at me. If her husband is out there investigating, we're not the only ones who know something's wrong in this screwed up little town.
She did say earlier that her husband just got into town, I said. He's probably not infected yet.
Infected?
Yeah. With whatever is turning these people into hallucinating psychos. He's still normal, like us. Just stumped and trying to figure out what's going on.
I think we should meet him, Jackie said.
Claire nodded.
Yeah, maybe he could help us.
Lucy, I said,
we'd love to meet your husband. Can you take us to him?
Can't. He won't be back for hours.
I bit my lip. It was a good lead, and I hoped the guy would be able to fill us in on at least some of what was going on.
We can wait. I know there's more going on here than meets the eye, I said.
Yep,
said Lucy, nodding exaggeratedly. Well, there's one question lingering in my mind. Can you help me answer it? She twisted the gold wedding band on her finger.
Sure.
Are they doing secret testing somewhere? Maybe in a lab of some sort?
She pressed her hands against her temples.
Oh, stop it! Stop dancing in there!
Lucy, you all right?
Jackie asked.
Listen, I haven't slept for weeks. Can't you tell by the brown circles under my eyes? The guilt! It consumes me. The guilt and these blasted headaches.
It helps to talk about it,
Jackie coaxed softly.
You can talk to us, Lucy, and trust us.
She turned toward me.
Okay, fine. Dean, you were right.
I am the Lucy that woman, passing out the flyers at the clinic, was looking for. She's looking for her sister who happened to be a good friend of mine.
But they killed her. And they'll kill you, too. You guys seem all right, so let me give you some advice that might just save your lives.
What?
I asked. Her face grew grim, and I could immediately sense something was wrong.
Get the heck out of here before it's too late, she spat.
I wish I'd given my friend the same advice.
I rolled my eyes, tired of listening to the same old dumb crap. I already knew we should hightail it out of that insane asylum they call the town. But what I didn't know was why. Besides, we weren't going to go anywhere without Val. All of a sudden, a female voice yelled. I spun around and saw a blonde on the other side of the barbed wire fence, the lady who'd been handing out flyers when we'd first arrived at the city, looking for Lucy.
Lucy!
She screamed.
I need to talk to you!
Lucy met my gaze, her eyes as wide as pancakes.
I don't have the heart to tell Kate her sister is dead.
She has the right to know, I said.
No!
Lucy gasped, slamming her car door shut.
Wait, I said, pounding on the window. I thought you wanted us to meet your husband and...
But my words were cut off by her peeling out, and I jumped back as the car sped off, sending a torrent of pebbles everywhere.
What's going on?
Claire asked.
I don't know the whole story, I said, but it's obvious this town's killing innocent people.
If they're experimenting on travelers passing through, that'd make us prime candidates, Jackie said. And didn't you say some wacko said you guys are perfect specimens? I shuddered at the thought. I didn't enjoy being talked about like something in a petri dish.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Clearly, we're not safe here, Claire said.
I walked over to the steel fence that loomed above us. Rows of razor-sharp wire were tangled and coiled at the very top. A climb over it would be beyond painful, if even possible. I wished I could jump that wired fence in a single bound, but for the time being, gravity was holding us all prisoner in a psych ward on a zombie-infected planet.
Why did Lucy leave? What made her take off like that? Kate yelled.
I was getting ready to tell the girl what I'd learned about her sister's death when she cut me off.
Hey, why are they bringing zombies into the city?
She asked, echoing the question that had been bouncing around in my own head. Jackie gripped the fence.
You saw it too?
Yeah! What gives?
We've been trying to figure that out ourselves, I said. We asked Lucy, but before she said anything, she just got all hot-headed about it and took off.
I can tell you're not from around here, Kate said.
Is it that obvious?
Absolutely, Kate said with a smile. But consider that a good thing. Anyway, let me fill you in on what I know. People have been disappearing in Kingsville for the last 2 months, and nobody seems to know why. If you ask anybody about it, they just clam right up, or else start talking to ghosts.
Yeah, so we noticed. I wonder what's happening, Claire said.
That's why I'm here. I've got far too many questions about what happened to my sister, and not enough answers.
A horn beeped, and a military truck rushed toward her.
Hide! Kate yelled. You can't let them see you talking to me!
Then she bolted into the trees on the other side of the fence. Jackie grabbed my arm and led me behind some leafy vegetation.
She's right, Jackie said. We can't let them catch us snooping around.
I dropped down close to the ground with Claire and Jackie. Peering through the thicket, we saw a group of military men jumping out of the truck to swarm the area.
Find the girl now! A soldier yelled. We need to contain her, or the nosy broad's gonna ruin everything!
I had no idea if Kate was able to get away or not, but I feared for her safety. Clearly, she was a wanted woman, and I was pretty sure she was one of the good guys. Chapter 3. We went back to the hotel to regroup and found the poor housekeeper tied up and gagged in the bathroom. I felt awful about it, but I knew it was only temporary and absolutely necessary. I ran a hand through my hair.
We're so screwed right now. Val's gone. We have no clue where Tahoe is, and we have a maid tied up in the hotel bathroom like some kind of dirty B-grade horror porno flick. I don't see how this can get any worse.
I lifted my head to meet Nick's gaze. What about you? Did you guys get anywhere? His lips pressed into a grim line.
Nope. I talked to that strange hotel clerk and some of the other staff. I told them I thought I heard a zombie hissing. They weren't rattled whatsoever, so at least we know Val made it out of the hotel unharmed. You guys find anything on your little field trip?
We did see something really strange, I said. Jackie nodded.
They were bringing zombies into the city in a military truck.
What? That is weird, Lucas said. Why would they do that? Especially after those nurses were so hyper about checking us for bites and scratches. I got the impression this was a no-zombie zone.
That's exactly what we're wondering, Claire said. We think they might be using them for testing in a government facility or something, but other than that, it doesn't make sense.
Nick lifted his chin. If they're collecting zombies for whatever reason, maybe they've got Val pinned up somewhere. Well, in any case, it's a lead. And a pretty fantastic one, Lucas said. You guys get a gold star for the day, he said to Claire, Jackie, and me.
Jackie rolled her eyes at him and continued.
So, how do we find out where? I'm sure none of the lunatics in this place are gonna volunteer that info.
Lucas paced.
Where do we focus our efforts? Do we look for Val or Tahoe?
Good question, I said, pondering. We didn't have Val, and we didn't have the vials.
I was anxious, ashamed, and guilty for losing Val, and hopelessness was beginning to creep in. The entire mission felt daunting and overwhelming. But the one thing I couldn't give up entirely was hope. It was all we had. I tried to escape from my thoughts by mentioning our encounter with the psychotic pool hustler.
We ran into that girl from the bar, I said.
Lucy? My brother said.
Yeah, she said her husband might be able to help us. I guess he's not acting nuts yet because he just got back into town. She also told us this town has secrets worse than any nightmare we could imagine. Remember the missing girl from the flyer?
Lucy said the townspeople killed her, but she wouldn't elaborate. When I tried to get more info, she sped off in her car, acting like a crazy person again.
Remind me when we leave this town to buy some stock and straitjackets,
Lucas joked.
Sounds like a pretty secure investment to me.
I laughed. Right.
Jackie chimed in. I think she took off because that girl who passed out the flyers back at the clinic was on the other side of the fence yelling for her. Lucy said she didn't have the heart to tell her they killed her sister.
Well, it didn't help when that army truck showed up. She took off running when she saw it,
Claire added.
Did they see you consorting with her? Nick asked.
No, I don't think so. We hid in the bushes the second we saw the military coming in our direction.
We think they might be abducting visitors to use for secret testing, Jackie said.
We're not safe here, and spending the night is going to make us sitting ducks.
Why are we making this all so complicated? Nick said, letting out a long, frustrated breath.
We aren't Mulder and Scully. It's not our job to find the truth about this place, whether it's out there or not. We just have to get Val, get the serum, punch Tahoe in the nuts for good measure, and get the heck out of here.
If we live that long, Lucas said.
These people are lunatics, with military backing to boot, and we have no idea what they're up to.
Claire stood. I say we question the housekeeper. She's bound to know something. This is a small town. There are no secrets in small towns.
Soft groans filled the air, and I glanced at the housekeeper, who fluttered her eyes open, as if she'd heard us talking about her.
She's coming too, Lucas said.
When Nick untied the girl, she looked terrified. He told her to sit down in a wooden chair while he removed her gag.
If you scream, it goes right back on, he threatened.
She nodded.
Got it,
she snapped.
My throat's too dry to scream anyway, she complained.
Jackie got up to get her a drink of water from the bathroom sink. She handed it to her and softly touched her hand.
Hey, don't be scared. We're not going to hurt you. We just want to find our friend and get out of town.
Who's your friend? She asked, massaging her wrists where the rope had left red marks.
The zombie that almost took you out, Lucas said.
A zombie? Why are you helping a zombie?
The housekeeper asked.
There's no help for her now. The best thing you can do is shoot her.
I bit my lip hard. The words stung to the very core of my being.
What would you say if I told you we might have a possible cure?
She cocked a brow, like a small child unsure of whether or not to believe a fairy tale.
I continued. It can't be given until a person actually turns into a zombie. So, if you have this miracle cure, why haven't you given it to her?
The housekeeper asked skeptically.
Because, believe me, she's already turned into a zombie.
Someone stole it from us and he's in this town, I answered. His name is Tahoe. He has brown hair, a fluffy beard, and a mustache.
Do you know anyone like that? Claire asked.
No. And I've lived here my entire life. What kind of name is Tahoe, anyway? Isn't that the name of a city or an SUV or something? Next you'll be telling me you're looking for your uncle named Jeep Wrangler.
I was tired of her sarcasm, but I continued. We know he came into town, and he's not staying at the hotel, unless the hotel clerk is lying.
Jamie wouldn't lie.
Okay. Then where is he? Where's Tahoe? Lucas said.
She shrugged her shoulders and said nothing. Look, lady, we know he's here, Lucas said. Maybe he's staying with an acquaintance.
I don't know, she said in a huff. I already told you that I don't know anybody named Tahoe. Are you guys deaf or what? Maybe you're all turning into zombies and your ears are rotting off first.
Trying to maintain my composure, I asked calmly, Are we the only new people in town within the last day?
No. Sam came home today.
I spun to face Nick. Lucy talked about Sam, too.
Her husband, right?
Nick asked.
Yep,
I said.
Claire held up a hand. Wait! When Nick was going to shoot Tahoe, he said he was married and had kids, remember?
Yeah, I said. I thought he was full of crap.
Do you know Sam? Lucas asked.
I just gave you his name just now, didn't I?
She said, still seething mad.
Right. What do you know about him?
He's my brother's best friend. He's about 30. Been gone a couple months. Left with his uncle.
And what's this uncle's name? I asked.
Earl.
Nick's eyebrows shot up as my jaw dropped. When we'd met Tahoe, he'd been hanging out with an Earl. The connection was undeniable, and Tahoe was obviously an alias, and an awful one at that.
Some left to find family members who were stranded somewhere, the housekeeper said. He's been gone a few months and was just reunited with his wife today. These girls, though. The poor little things died when the outbreak first happened. Sam was just devastated. We all were.
Tahoe had talked as if his girls were still alive, so I could only assume he'd been in denial, and I wondered if he'd come to terms with it yet. As much as I loathed the man for his treachery and for endangering my sister's life, I had to sympathize with the pain of a father losing his children. The housekeeper continued.
When Sam didn't come back after a few weeks, we feared the worst, so his homecoming was a blessing to everyone. We were so happy he was alive that we had a celebration lunch for him. I took pictures.
Nick's eyes widened as he turned to meet my gaze.
Where are those photos? We need to see them,
I said.
Oh, down about 5 rooms where I left my housekeeping cart, she said, in a black leather purse.
And don't you people lay a finger on my wallet.
Lucas and the girls darted out the door to retrieve the camera. While we waited, I noticed the girl grabbing at things in the air, things that weren't even there. I nudged Nick.
Look.
Yeah, that loon at the bar was doing the same thing, but I just thought he was drunk. You think little Miss Clean and Preen here's been saucing up on Tidy Bowl? I laughed.
I doubt it.
It's got to be something about this town.
What are you grabbing for? Nick finally asked the girl.
She let out an evil laugh and met our gaze with the same bulging eyes the receptionist had given us. Wouldn't you love to know?
Great, she's infected, I said.
This entire freaking town has been compromised.
Right. All except for us and this Sam. We'd better hurry and fly out of this cuckoo's nest, little bro. We don't have much time.
I let out a sigh. If everyone in town is going through a zombie morph, how will we ever find Val or the serum? As irritated and frightened as I was, I felt so bad for those people, just trying to survive out there in zombie land. They worked so hard to build walls and keep the virus out.
The lines in my brother's face hardened. That virus can find its way in anywhere.
Great, so there's nowhere we can go to be safe, I retorted. The thought of a world with no solace, no peace anywhere, made my stomach turn. The girl's voice screeched through the air.
You're not safe here in Kingsville! I can tell you that for sure!
The island, my brother said. We get there, and we can be safe.
I hope so, Nick. I really, really hope so. The thought of not having a safe place to live nagged at me. I had hope for humanity. I really did. But a tiny part of me wondered if we could ever conquer this virus. A part of me wondered if things would ever be normal again. If the future was even worth hoping for. The door opened, and Lucas and the girls darted inside. Frantically, Lucas flipped through the digital pictures on the camera.
All right, check this out.
He pointed to a picture of a smiling, clean-shaven Tahoe, angling the digital screen toward the girl.
Who is this man?
Sam, it's Sam, it's Sam, it's Sam, she said,
repeating it over and over like some kind of parrot stuck on repeat.
So Sam is Tahoe, I said with a gasp, and all these people have been lying to us.
Chapter 4. I stared at the picture on the camera. The idiot was smiling. He had the audacity to smile and party while my sister was living and breathing as a zombie. So help me God, in that moment, I wanted to pound Tahoe more than I'd ever wanted to pound anyone before.
Tahoe and Sam are the same person, Jackie said. Tahoe came back to this town to be with his wife. So Lucy is married to Tahoe? I asked Nick.
Guess so.
Now we definitely want to meet her old man, Lucas said. Claire ran a hand through her hair.
If only she hadn't sped away.
I nodded. I'm sure we can find her again.
It all makes perfect sense, though, Jackie said.
It does?
Claire asked.
Yep. Tahoe came home to his wife and noticed that she and the entire town were acting nutty, so he went out to investigate it while his friend at the lab tested the serum.
Nick pulled up a chair and scooted close to the housekeeper.
Where does Sam live?
We don't want to hurt him. We just want the vials he stole from us so we can save our sister.
I'm not saying another word,
she snapped.
Unless you let me go.
Listen, Jackie said. We're talking about their sister. If your loved one was a zombie, wouldn't you do anything to save them? What if there was a cure? You have the power to save her life, to reunite these brothers with their sister. This is a mission of love, and you could play a real role in helping to save other lives, too. It will let us know if the serum actually works.
A mission of love, huh? Is that why I'm tied up?
She asked sarcastically.
We couldn't let you rat us out, Jackie continued. If you'd run off flapping your tongue to this mare of yours, it would have been the end of Val.
We'd have been arrested, and we wouldn't be able to find Val or Tahoe,
a Sam.
Sam is not a thief, she wailed. You're the one tying people up. He's a better person than any of you will ever be.
I tried hard to remain calm and to keep from rolling my eyes.
If you don't believe me, ask her.
The housekeeper pointed at an empty corner.
Great. Hallucinations like all the others, Nick said. She keeps snapping in and out of reality. Try to keep her focused and lucid.
We don't care what his intentions were, and we're not out for revenge. We just want one vial so we can save our friend, Jackie said. I bet you'd do just about anything to save someone you love.
Don't hurt him, she said. Ow! Gosh, it hurts!
Suddenly she screamed, her brow furrowing as she winced with pain.
Hey, can I get some Tylenol or something? My head hurts so bad.
Sorry, but we don't have any, Lucas said. I wish we did.
Sam's a good guy, she continued. He'll give you that vial, just ask him.
Yeah, fat chance, I thought. If he was such a nice guy, he wouldn't have taken off with it in the first place.
The girl was so naive to be taken in by Tahoe's charms.
That's all we want.
He lives on the north side of town in a yellow house on Elm Street. I'll take you there.
Nick shook his head.
Absolutely not. The second we leave, you'll start screaming and run away. Then we'll be screwed.
Lucas tried to smooth it over.
He can't risk his sister's life on the word of a stranger. We hope you understand.
He pasted on his most sincere smile.
We'll let you go soon, though. That's a promise.
The housekeeper glared at Lucas.
Ask all you want, but I'm not giving you his address.
She turned to look to the vacant corner of the room, as if something had gotten her attention.
I know! I said I'm not going to tell them, sheesh!
I gotta know one thing,
Nick said, meeting the stubborn girl's gaze.
Why are they bringing zombies into Kingsville?
Her eyes bulged, like something from a horror movie, which the whole experience was turning out to be.
Wouldn't you love to know?
We ran into Lucy. She told us this town has all kinds of secrets, I said.
She said her friend was murdered. Why don't you tell us what you know? We already know this town is up to no good. It's no secret that something awful's going on here. An evil grin spread across her lips. Lucas handed the girl a bottled water. Are they hurting strangers who seek shelter in your city? She shot me the most creepy smile I'd ever seen. Yep, and you're next! Then she began to laugh wickedly, like that pea-soup-spitting chick on The Exorcist. I ducked as she suddenly threw the bottle at me, almost hitting my head. What the heck? Why is Dean next? Not just him, all of you, she said in a rapid, lisping voice. You're all going to die! You're all gonna die! Die, 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 die! And guess what? There's no escape! She sang the words out in a mocking way, as if she was possessed. I was beginning to wonder if we hadn't died and gone to hell somewhere along the way, because there seemed to be demons lurking in everyone we met. So they're stealing people and bringing in zombies? What does that mean? And where's Val? I asked. If your sister wasn't shot on sight, they probably took her to the place with all the others, so they could play with her. Playtime, playtime! To play? I asked. She cocked her head, and her eyes seemed to bulge even more, if that was humanly possible. I know every single little thing they're going to do to you, she hissed. What? Lucas asked in a calm voice. You're all going to die! You're all going to die! Die, 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 die! She screeched in the most demonic voice I'd ever heard, something no Hollywood soundstage could replicate. Nick touched his chin, unfazed by her chilling voice. Well, I for one would like to know how I'm gonna die. If you'd care to elaborate, that'd be fantastic. Stop! She yelled before she gripped her head and squeezed her eyes shut, then suddenly slumped over. I gasped. Is she okay? Jackie felt her neck with her fingers. She's got a strong pulse. I think she just passed out. She shot Lucas and Nick a look. Lucy was complaining of headaches, too. So was the nurse who examined me, I said. She blamed it on migraines and got really ticked off when I suggested she lie down for a bit. Headaches, huh? Claire said. What is it, Claire? Jackie asked. I think infected is the right word after all. These people are sick with some kind of virus, she suggested. Something's spreading in this town, and there's no CDC to call. Let's just hope we don't catch whatever it is, Lucas said. We've all survived SARS, anthrax, swine flu, mad cow disease, and bird flu. I'm in no mood to go to my grave from zombieitis. You two might be onto something. I think they're all turning, Nick said. Lucas shook his head. No, this is something else. Their eyes aren't turning white, and their skin isn't peeling whatsoever. They're not even green. The virus has mutated before, Nick said. Remember when all this first happened? It turned everyone into a zombie instantly. Then, later on, it took 5 days to complete the process. Well, we know there's a lab, Lucas said. We also know they're bringing in zombies to experiment on. I think an experiment got out of control, and now it's affecting everyone in this town. Does it really matter? Jackie asked. Both theories suck. And neither one makes us any safer. Either the townspeople are turning into zombies or... Claire cut in. Or they're being infected by an experimental virus from the lab. I swallowed hard, trying to get rid of the lump that was growing in my throat. Not only did we have to deal with the crazy townspeople bringing in zombies and kidnapping people, but now there was a possible outbreak to contend with. I say we find that lab, Claire said. How much you want to bet we'll find Val there? Lucas nodded. I agree. I say we go after the cure first, Jackie said. That way we can give it to her the second we find her. Nick nodded. Let's look for Tahoe first and get those vials, and then we'll make him tell us where the lab is. Sounds like a plan to me, I said. I just hope we're not already contaminated. Contaminated? Nick laughed. You know what I mean, infected. Think about it, Lucas said. We didn't turn the first time because we're not the right blood type. We're immune.
You mean like these people? I retorted. Because they survived the initial outbreak, too?
Let's just try to stay positive, Jackie said. Let's get moving. The faster we can get the heck out of this town, the better.
I opened the door, knowing it was useless to argue. None of us really had any idea what was going on. I just hoped we could make it out of there alive and not infected.
Let's go,
I said in a huff, ready to get the awful show on the road. Chapter 5. We found Elm Street rather quickly and drove slowly past the houses in the neighborhood. Nick pointed at a yellow house.
I think that's it. It's the only yellow one. I hope our merry maid wasn't bluffing back there. Last thing I want to do is step into a real live nightmare on Elm Street.
Doesn't matter, I said. Even if she is, all we have to do is ask people where Sam and Lucy are. It's a small town. Somebody would eventually tell us.
True. Tahoe can't hide, now that we know his true identity.
Nick parked the truck down the street by a giant oak tree.
Right, as if we aren't going to stick out like a sore thumb no matter where we park and who we ask, I thought.
Everybody knows everybody in this place, and they know we're outsiders.
All things considered, I would rather have taken my chances with Freddy Krueger than with zombies and some unidentified flying virus. But I really didn't have a choice. Nick and I decided to go check out the house, thinking we might see him through a window. As I glanced up at the stars, a cool breeze blew over me, making me realize that at least some things in the world have not been tainted by all the nastiness going on the surface of our handicapped planet. I peered in through the lit windows, but couldn't see anything.
We're gonna have to invite ourselves in, little bro,
Nick said. I let out a long breath to clear my head and calm my beating heart, then knocked on the big wooden front door. A man answered. He looked just like Tahoe, only younger and clean-shaven. Up close, though, I knew it was him. In an instant, Nick burst through the door, grabbing him by the collar.